G'day, Paddy Royal Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 3rd of December, and I loved our Friday free-for-all, mate.
We had a bit of everything, didn't it?
Didn't it what, mate?
Steak?
Yeah.
Racing?
Everything.
And a bit of other stuff.
And Justin Avendano, the big JA, BBL champion twice over from the Sydney Sixers, he joined us with some goss about the BBL and also about the cricket test.
Yep, and good news on Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, what he's doing. And also your mate, Timmy Friedman, who didn't remember doing a gig for you. What happened there?
It was a highlight of my young television career. He doesn't even remember the night.
What happened with Tim Friedman, Rob Palmer and the Whitlams? Find out on our podcast. Everything's coming back. It is so good. We're getting back to normal, mate.
Live music, as far as the eye can see, for the next 12 months at least. This
Brilliant
is going to be a good year.
And Sunset Sounds, Roche Estate, Hunter Valley. It's happening Saturday the 23rd of April next year. Now, tickets went on sale yesterday through Ticketek. You'll be able to see Pete Murray, Xavier Rudd, Busby Maru, and these lads. You're making me feel like from the Whitlams, we've got Tim Friedman with us this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning, buddy.
My pleasure.
Mate, how good is it to be back, mate?
Well, I didn't go away. Where did you go?
I mean, bands coming back, being able to go and see live music again.
Yeah, big crowds. I've been doing little 100-seaters, you know, and I remember I came up and did Laycock Street in between lockdowns. That was fun. But it'd be nothing like 5,000 people at sunset.
No way. Indeed. Hey, look, I want to take you back a little bit, Tim, because back in the day, my first ever foray into television was a show called Live This. It was done for Murdoch Magazine out of Channel 10. And I remember seeing you guys on the stage in front of us all for a big launch party at the Wharf 4 or 5 down in Sydney when we launched the show. But you guys had actually done something for us. You'd changed I Make Hamburgers, this song. Change that into the theme tune for Live This, the TV show that I started on in TV, mate. I'll never forget it.
Well, I have.
Oh, mate. I'm just another groovy to you, Tim.
Timmy. That is funny.
Did you regret that from the day you did it?
Oh, no. It was, you know, I was, you know, most days I was doing everything I could.
Hey, Tim, and you've done the Ballad of Bertie Kidd now. Have a listen to this one. Some men, when they're drinking, mistake their thoughts for thinking. Here we are, two blocks away, fully hooded. And this has got that song is about it's a big Central Coast connection, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's about these blokes who are trying to rob a art gallery in Gosford in the late 80s, and the leader of the pack tells the other boys to put their balaclavas on too early, and they look very suspicious in their stolen Sigma.
And you actually tracked down the guy who was in charge of the gang.
Yeah, Bertie Kidd, a very very illustrious and resourceful criminal. He lives in Launceston now. He's 88, and I had dinner with him last year, and I heard some tales that I cannot repeat.
Yeah, fair enough. Did he spend some time in the clink after that robbery at Gosford?
No, they got away with that because they couldn't prove conspiracy because the bloke said that they didn't actually talk to each other in the car. But he got done for some other stuff a bit later, and he did spend some time inside.
Yeah, and as you say, he's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a fit little bugger. I think he had a lot of time to do push-ups in jail.
And hey, mate, what's happening between now and Roche Estate next year? You've got other works coming on?
Whitlams, we're putting out our first album in 15 years in January, and then we're playing all the capital cities. You know, we're doing the Wyong Art House on a Sunday, if someone would prefer the big two-hour extravaganza. But then, of course, there's Roche Estate, which will be we're on at sunset. We've got a great spot before Xavier and Pete Murray. So that'll be the last show of our big, long 40-date tour. So we can't wait.
Nice one. Hopefully more memorable than that show you did for us back there in the days for Live This.
What are you saying? Live this? No, no recollection.
It was a TV show. You guys were on stage at the wharf doing your change. I make hamburgers to live this, and no, it was on TV for a couple of years.
I can't even remember how much I was paid.
Oh, that is a classic,
mate. Well, we can't wait. Sunset Sounds, Roche Estate, Hunter Valley. It's happening Saturday, 23rd of April, with Xavier Rudd, Pete Murray, and the Whitlams, Busby Maru as well. Tickets went on sale at Ticketek yesterday. You can get them. And, mate, we look forward to seeing you at Roche Estate as well, Tim.
Indeed. Give us one to remember.
That's one I'm going to very, very much remember.
Nice one, Tim. Thanks, pal.
Good morning, guys.
Tell you what else happened yesterday.
What?
I went down to the shops yesterday. It's just going to... This is like get on the couch sort of stuff. So
hop on the couch then.
Yeah, okay. So I went
and I apologised already.
Stop preempting the story. Okay, so we went to the shops and I thought I'm only going to get a bacon egg roll because I was really hungry. Mm-hmm. And we'd had the shout the day before and say, you know, how you feel that morning after you go, I wouldn't mind a bacon egg roll. So I went down to get one. I said to P, do you want anything, mate? Can I get you something while I'm there? And he said, oh, yeah, that'd be good. You've got the violins out. So... I said, sure. Anyway, I went down there and I went to the bacon egg roll shop and I got that. And I thought, I better get to the bakery for Patty. Anyway, I'd left my wallet behind. So all I had was the cash on me. And I was going to get us a dessert. So I got the bacon egg roll with the change. It was $2.50. I went to the bakery. I went and got, okay, oh, what can I get? I couldn't get two. I could only get one. But I got the nicest looking thing I could see there. I thought, that'll be great. We'll take that back. Cut it down the middle. Because Patty, you do love sharing stuff, don't you?
I do.
Every day.
With food.
I'm sitting there eating my lunch, Peter goes, oh, that looks good. Do you want to share that? And I go, not today. And then he goes, do you want some of mine? As he puts his fork out of his mouth back into his food and then says, do you want some of this? And I go, nah, not today, mate.
All you've done is complain.
Anyway, I went to the bakery, got this lovely piece of pastry with like an eclair.
Yeah, it was.
One of those long eclairs.
And it was all coloured
filled
icing.
With custard, not cream, filled with custard.
It's like a blue icing on top.
Yeah. Beautiful. Looked good. Anyway, so I brought it back in the bag. I had to rush back because we had a meeting on at the office for everyone. And I put my bacon egg roll to the side. And I said, Patty, look, I got some dessert. And I've showed him. He's taken the packet out of my hand, opened it, went, oh, wow.
Oh, cookies! Cookies!
Stop! What are you doing, Patty? I had no words.
I didn't know. I thought you bought that for me as a gift, as a token of an appreciation for everything I've done for you.
It's like when you're making a birthday cake and a five-year-old comes in and just puts both hands right in the middle of it and then feeds their face.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you had another one in your bag.
That's all right. I thought that declares yours then.
And I went home and the look on Rob's face when I shoved it in my gob and I'm there, I looked up and said, oh, was that for you as well?
Yeah.
And then I just went, I continued going.
Oh, cookies.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah. Here he is, the man that men envy, the man that women adore, BBL champion twice over for the Sydney Sixers.
A mystery of modern love.
He is. And he's a book coming out very, very soon. It's Justin Avendano.
That's what I'm going to write about.
Yeah. Do the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful.
How many moves are there?
Oh,
a lot of moves.
I only know one.
Technically, that's a sport.
One more than me. I'm married, mate.
Now, the Big Bash is back this Sunday, Justin.
Yes, we are back. The Sydney Sixers take on the Melbourne Stars. So it's going to be an incredible battle. The Sixers, obviously, we went back-to-back, so we're trying to go for the three-peat. Our team's looking really good. We had a couple of practice matches yesterday. Unfortunately, we lost both of them to the Thunder. But we've got a really strong squad. We've got a few more international players. We've got Chris Jordan coming in, who's obviously a superstar from England. So it's going to be a really good matchup. Mm. And I think the biggest one is to watch out for Glenn Maxwell. I reckon he could be player of the tournament. He's in fine form. He's had a massive IPL and he's just won the World Cup. So...
Three in a row, that's like getting like an era.
Yeah, so no one's ever done it before. Perth a few years ago had a run where they were probably, I think they won 2 out of 3. And now we're back to back. So hopefully we can go one further and make it three-peat.
Yeah, it's like Chicago Bulls sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Like we want to, and they spoke about it too. They want to have their own little era. This is the Sixers' time. You have small little windows winning competitions, and we've got very much the same squad. So it's looking really good.
Just, is there much money in the Big Bash? Like with sponsorship and all that sort of stuff, is it pretty well supported?
Yeah, like for the players, for what you do over 2 months, even the rookies, like even guys like myself who were, you know, I was a fringe player, you get quite good money for what you do over 2 months. But in terms of extras and whatnot, it's not dramatic. But the viewership, I think you get minimum 1.1 million viewers per game. So the pay-per-view deals are massive.
Oh, wow. Mate,
it's ridiculous. So, yeah, and not only that, overseas is massive as well. So you get 4 million people every year, 4 million per game in England, and you get 10 million viewers in India, in Asia. So it's massive. Around the world, it's one of the biggest cricket leagues other than the IPL. So it's
huge.
There's massive money in it.
There's no need to drape yourself over the bonnet of a car to raise extra cash.
No, not at all.
Not a bad gig, though.
No.
Ashes is starting next week at the Gap. Jeez, they've got some publicity, the cricket, Australia, in the last couple of weeks, haven't they?
I tell you what, though, it's not just Australia who's copping the media storm. In England, there's a massive storm over there with a big racism scandal in Yorkshire Cricket Club. So a few of the England players have been caught into that. So it's been kept very quiet here in Australia, but England are going through hell over there in terms of their players. So, but it starts Wednesday. Alex Carey is going to be the wicketkeeper instead of Tim Payne, which is huge news. I don't think he's probably the best batsman wicketkeeper in the probably Australia, but he is the best gloveman, and that is why they've picked him.
Will the pressure be on him though?
Massively. He's been in horrible form as well. He's just scored a very timely 100 in the One Day Cup. But unfortunately, his shield form has been absolutely horrendous the last 12 months. So they're picking him because he's the best gloveman. He's mature. He's 30 years old. He's a really good person around the team. He's a good leader. So that's why they picked him.
And where do they put him in the lineup as far as batting?
Mate, they're going to bat him at 7, which is where he should be. We've got a really good top 6. Now, the top 6 isn't settled as well. We've got a few different options in the team with Marcus Harris probably opening the bat in. And then you've got a few spots at 5 and 6. The team's not really sure who they're going to pick. They've got young Cameron Green, who's a superstar. He's 20 years old, 21 years old. He's a freak. And they've got to probably play Usman Khawaja or Travis Head at that number 6 spot.
What's the young blonde-headed fella that was going off his chops for a while and then got injured?
Yeah, so that was Will Pekowski.
Yeah, Pekowski.
Yeah, so he would have been a start in the lineup, but he's had so many concussions of late. It's a really sad story. His cricket career is going to be cut short with concussions.
No.
He gets glanced in the head, he can't play, so it's really sad.
Oh, yeah. I feel sorry for him.
Mate, what about the Pommies? How are they? As the side,
I don't want to say it because we'll probably lose, but it's probably the weakest team they've had. They have a really inconsistent batting order here in Australia. You know, they're completely different wickets. They got great batters of swing bowling, but none of them really hit the ball hard. They're all little timers of the ball, so they're going to be annoying to get out. But I can't see them scoring too many runs. And their bowlers here in Australia, they got a really good bowling lineup, but they've got a proven history that they're not great on the Australian wickets. They need the ball doing a bit.
Cool.
Fair enough. And big news in golf, mate. The Tiger.
Mate, this is the best news ever. So Tiger's come out and told a tell-all interview. Now, there was actually a 50-50 chance after his car accident he had it about 9 months ago in February. There was a 50-50 chance he was going to lose his leg. So he's had multiple surgeries, and now he's come back and said for the first time ever, I'm back. I'm not going to play. There's no way I can play a full schedule anymore. My back and my leg just won't deal with it. And he's come to terms with that, which is sad for Tiger because he's always come through so many injuries and go, nah, I'm going to be back to the best player in the world. I'm going to win majors. And he's come in and said, look, I just simply can't do it anymore. My leg's in pieces. My back's not great. But I will be playing some sort of schedule. There's a tournament in 3 weeks' time that he might be playing with his son, the father and son tournament, which would be huge if we can see him out on the golf course. But he can't really walk, so he's in a cart. But next year, coming up to Augusta in April and then the majors, it could be a chance to play, but God knows how good he's going to be. But it's good to see him back on the course.
Yeah. What was that?
It was Tiger.
Was that your belly?
That was not a tiger.
It was a tiger.
Get the puma out.
No, that is the bloody tiger.
No, you didn't. No.
That is a tiger.
That is you. That is you after four cans.
Recorded live from the
Simpsons.
Oh, Jussie, did you have one more question to Justin? Because
I was just going to say, you're not allowed to drive a cart as a professional golf player. If he's in a tournament and he's in a cart, are they going to make special compensation for that? Or dispensation?
I'm not sure what the rule is, but John Daly a few years ago played a major. Now, this guy is over 50.
He could drink, that bloke.
Yeah, he could drink. He could smoke
any time of the day.
And he could bet too. Yeah. So, but you're allowed a cart if you're over 50. I do know that. If you are playing under injured conditions, which Tiger will be.
Right.
Under the age of 50, I'm not too sure, but he will never do it anyway. Like, there's no way you put yourself through that little ego run and you won't do it.
All right. And what Tiger have to say?
Pardon me.
Justin Avendano, BBL champion, twice over for the Sydney Sixers. Thanks for joining us, mate.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the Forum.
Friday Forum, it's the frenzy where you can ring about anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
First of all, we give you a raffle ticket, and that raffle ticket will see you
in the draw for the Wheel of Meat, which we do spin just before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You spin the wheel. Thank you, Saratoga Quality Meats.
We got surprises coming out of our yin yang today.
Plenty of stuff.
Hello Fresh too. We could say you won $100 to spend there. They're customisable, kid-approved meals that the whole family will love, including the fussiest of eaters, which wouldn't include me. I just eat anything.
I love the Hello Fresh.
Me too. We got it earlier on this year. It was just bloody sensational.
I did a box for two, and I feed a family of five with it.
I thought you were going to say just yourself.
No.
What about
you
Bathurst?
You bulk it out.
You do. What about Bathurst? Who are you going for on the Bathurst this weekend? You might want to give us a call. 133353. Crowded House. They've got a new tour. You might be excited about that. Winks, the stadium, opened yesterday. And
it's Paul from Terrigal's here waiting
for us.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just giving a few things you can talk about.
Oh, right, okay.
And Winks has confirmed a foal. Is in foal and, of course, that new public grandstand.
Why are we celebrating? I don't understand. If it's only people that like horse racing that are really interested in.
Oh, so therefore that we shouldn't build a stand at the V8 supercars because that's only for people interested in V8s.
No.
We shouldn't build a stand at the footy because that's only for people interested in footy.
We shouldn't build a stand at the soccer
because that's only for people. You're an idiot. G'day, Paul.
He's easy to wind up, isn't he, Paul?
What a ridiculous thing to say.
He won't shut up now, Paul.
I was going to swear then. Oh, why build a stand that's only interested for people in horse racing?
Blah, 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 blah.
You're an idiot.
Hello, Paul from Terrigal.
G'day, Rob and Patty. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, mate.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun there for a Friday morning.
No, we're not.
It's going all right.
What are you calling about, buddy?
I'm ringing about the great race. We got Bathurst this weekend, you know.
Yeah.
And it's going to be out of control. And I tell you, there's so much going on there. They've got 6 days of racing up there, which is unreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the main race, it starts about 10:30 and it goes through to about 5. So that's about, 6.5 hours of racing for that main race?
Yeah, I'd be having a nap at lunchtime.
I tell you what, listen to the newcomer there, right? The newcomer. How long is a game of golf?
I only play 9 holes at a time, Paul, because I get bored after about 12. So, you know, yeah, 9's enough.
Mate,
have you ever been to Bathurst?
Yes.
And what, did you go on the hill?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me something about the hill. I've heard it's an absolute mosh pit for 3 days.
It's tremendous. It's the greatest party ever, you know. You get up there, you celebrate, you meet, fight. You're with your mates, you're in the dirt, it's unreal.
Oh, I don't know why they build a stand for just people who are interested in car racing, though, according to Rob Palmer. And he wants the race shortened because his attention span is like a gnat.
Yeah, he can shorten it to 500.
He wants it shortened.
No, that's 500.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Paul. G'day, right. Brian from Widalba.
G'day, Brian.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good, mate. What are you calling about?
Earlier on, you were talking about the band members from Tavern Wilburys, and you couldn't quite get the... there were 5 members, actually.
Oh, okay. So we had
Roy Orbison.
Tick.
We had Tom Petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had George Harrison.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the other. Or the others.
Yeah.
You say there's 5.
Right. Bob Dylan.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jeff Lynne from ELO.
Okay.
Jeff Lynne,
mate, why would they build a stadium for band if only people are, you know, only interested in music? Why would they put a grandstand there, do you reckon, Rob?
I don't. What are you talking about?
Because you're about the Winks thing.
Oh, you can't let go, Brian, honestly.
Mate.
I just don't understand why we're celebrating the fact that Winks is pregnant.
No, we're not celebrating that. We're celebrating the achievements of Winks. That's why they build the stadium. But they're just on the same day that the Winks stadium was open, they announced...
Horse is having a baby.
Yeah. Have you got a pair of boxing gloves, Brian, I can borrow?
Yeah, I actually have, yeah.
Oh, geez, that'd be entertaining.
Oh, mate, we've got to get those
swinging a miss.
I've got a signed pair of boxing gloves from Mike Tyson.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wow.
Where'd you get them from?
From Mike Tyson. A few years back. Yeah, yeah.
Was that, that's not the one at the Gosford RSL, was it?
No. This is quite a few years ago at Dandrin Sleaze Club.
Yeah.
I actually donated a few prints myself, and I saw the gloves there, and I took them.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't borrow them.
You're just outing yourself now.
No.
You bid for them.
I snaveled them up, paid for them.
Yeah. Mate, and were they? Was it like? Did you get a certificate of authenticity as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did they come with an ear?
Why do they build boxing rings if people are just interested in boxing? According to Rob Palmer.
It was a bit eerie, actually.
Bang.
Kylie from Wyoming. Hello.
Kylie.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad.
I've got a feeling, Patty, that that's from a TV thing as well.
See,
I can't remember what one. But, yeah, I do think you're correct.
Oh, thank you.
Geez,
just say
Kylie,
that again, would you please? You think I'm correct? That'll do me. Day's complete now.
Take it and run.
What are you going about?
I'm ringing to wish all those doing their very last HSC, including your daughter Hannah, all the best today.
Thank you, Kyle.
Isn't that nice?
It's
good
been
on
a
you.
Hard year.
Yeah.
Hard 2 years for these Year 12 students.
It has been. It's been
COVID,
really, really, really difficult for them.
And you know what? And if school is not your strength, it would have been even harder, because some kids are just desperate to get to the end of Year 12 so they can do their exams, get where they can get, and then move on and get on with their lives. And
I don't think I would have coped. I hated school.
What a tough year.
So it would have been horrendous 2 years for me. But, yeah. All the best for the students, especially Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, Kylie. I really appreciate that.
Good luck to the Year 12 cohort.
Yeah, good
That's
on you.
It.
Thanks, Kylie. Take care,
thanks,
huh?
Boys.
Okay, see ya. We've got Deb from your minor.
Hey, Deb.
How's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Well, I just want to say it must be called Party at Paul's this weekend. Christmas party tonight, golf tomorrow, magnets in his ass to watch Bathurst on Sunday. Because he won't get off the recliner. And guess what I'm doing?
Mowing
the lawn, washing the car, cleaning the pool. You laugh, boys.
And you know what?
And I want that car spick and span.
And I'm glad you don't have a metal plate in your head, because you know where that'll end up.
I got that removed when I married him.
Oh, Deb. All right, Deb. You take care.
Magnets.
Magnets in his ass.
Magnets. Okay, bye.
But it does happen. If you're a Bathurst fan, like you've got practice today and then tomorrow and then the main race on Sunday. We've got Brett from Erina. Now, hey, Brett, you want to tell, yesterday we looked at dumb customers.
You had someone your mum helped out.
Yeah, what is it, the story there, Brett?
Mum said, yeah, I could get you a job, actually, you know. And she, oh, that'd be great, Helen, if you could help me out, you know. Mum said, come in and fill out the forms and everything and we'll put them in. And so this woman came in and she filled out, you know, name, first name, given name, you know, surname, address, phone number. And then it said sex, and she said only on Fridays and Saturdays, never on Sundays.
that's very good.
All right, Brady.
Nice one, Brett.
Thank you for that. Cheers, mate.
On mine it says every day of the week if possible.
Thank you, mate.
Have a good one, boys.
Thanks, Brett.
I love that you're so opportunistic. If that's a word. Opportunistic.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.